2 Corinthians chapter 4. Want to look at, start with verse 7. Second Corinthians chapter 4. Start at verse 7. I want us to read it together, maybe down to the 10th verse. Let us read together. To talk on one of my favorite singers. I always use it, but I've never used the topic. No weapon formed against us shall prosper. Book of Corinth, Paul, the writer. We know Paul, who is a Hebrew. But we also know that Paul was one that was separated from the strict knowledge of who Jesus was. We know that Paul was a man that was a lover of God. He loved God. Paul would not accept someone saying that they was the son of God. And then Paul was really disturbed by knowing that someone said that they were God. Paul's love was God. He had an authentic love, real love. But he had no real knowledge. Paul here would be begin to let us know that when God called him, he went forward to do the work of God. Paul wants us to understand that here in the book of Corinth, Paul had a problem with him not believing in his apostleship. And so Paul wants them to understand that he is a man of God. Now, no doubt, Paul wants us to understand it is that the word that came to him was precious. He uses God's word as a precious treasure. Paul says that the treasure that's precious, Paul wants us to understand that all of us have precious items. You have jewelry that you separate from other jewelry. There's precious items of jewelry that you put in a safe place so that nobody won't mess with it. No one in the house would confuse it with your other jewelry. There's treasures of photos that you place seals around that you lock up for safekeeping because it means so much to you. All of us have our treasure of certain items that we don't allow anybody to mess with. I'm sure some of us know grandma's china. She don't pull it out for anybody. And some of us know that it has stayed placed up for months. That's that good china. And she had it for years. And she'll tell you that I had it before you were born, and I'm going to still have it when you leave. And precious things you save for a special occasion. I remember when I was younger that my mother took the furniture in the house. And instead of replacing it, she had it redone. And what was so valuable to it, I didn't understand at the time. But she even had the audacity, church, to put plastic plastic on it. But what puzzled me is that even with the plastic on it, you couldn't even go in the room. Y'all hear what I'm talking about? Ain't that right, Brother Charles? And so what happened, it was almost the only time someone really came in it and sat at the table to eat the china was when the pastor, oh, y'all don't hear me, came by. So I understand right today, I want y'all to know that same furniture. And I think, Monique, I'm 46. I'm 46 now, still in my mama's house. And I asked her when she's going to get rid of it. And she said, they don't make furniture now. Like they used to. So she said she has to preserve it. And so this is the way Paul was towards the treasure of God. He says here that this treasure that's of God is the preach word. He said the preaching of the gospel, everybody needs this preaching. He says this is it. He says not only does they need this preaching, he says, but this preaching will save everybody. He says if this preaching be hidden, is hidden from those that don't believe in God. He says here is that the preaching of the gospel must be preached. He says that the preaching will bring you out of some things. He said this preach word, must be preached in season and out of season. The preaching is the preaching of the gospel, and the gospel is the word of God. He says here, everybody in here needs the word of God. He says, Your life is nothing without God's word. I heard him say, the flowers faded. Grass withered. He said, but the word of God, help me somebody, will be there forever. And watch this. If the word of God will be there forever, I've found out that whoever have the word of God will also be there forever. Oh, y'all don't hear me. Watch this. He said that's how potent this treasure is. He says this word of God, when you don't feel good, this word of God will make you feel good. Oh, help me somebody. He said, if you're on a mountain and that mountain want to give out on you, get a good word. I promise you that mountain will hold up. And if the mountain don't hold up, if you hold on to God's word, it'll keep you up when the mountain won't hold you up. He said this word. He said this word here. He said this word will help you when you can't help yourself. Oh, he said it's important. He's important. He said this is a treasure. This is a treasure. And this treasure that you have here, he says here, take this treasure with you. If you don't take nothing else with you, take your treasure with you. Because he says the treasure will hold up when nothing else will hold you up. The treasure is a rock. Oh God, help me somebody. Yeah. Not only is the treasure a rock, but the treasure is also your safety device. Anybody here need God to be your safety device? So when I look at the saying here, I think about what he's trying to tell us. He says here is that whenever you have the treasure, he said you ought to cherish this treasure. Listen, can I tell you something? You shouldn't have your Bible laying anywhere. That's the treasure. He says here, he says, but the great thing about it, he says that God has allowed this treasure to be placed in an earthly body. This vessel that we have, he placed his treasure in it. Can you believe that? That God took a body like ours. Oh, no good body. Oh, body that's filthy, dirty. Oh, body that can't do nothing. And he caused that body to be a treasure box. Oh, God, help me somebody. Watch this. He said he placed the treasure in this earthly vessel. Can I tell you something? How precious that treasure is that men goes in the deeps of the ocean searching for treasure. Not only that, but men dig deep in the ground looking for treasure. In order to get a good diamond, the diamond is covered up with dirt and covered up here with all kinds of coals, but the heat have to burn it off. And when it burns it off, it comes out as a beautiful diamond. Now, when that diamond is being brought out, you take that diamond and you put it in a safe place. Y'all don't believe me? Look at your wife's finger. That ring, even if she get mad, she gonna take her treasure with her. Help me somebody. That treasure that she has when she gets home, sometimes she don't even take it off when she sleeps. She washes dishes with that treasure. She cleans the house with her treasure. when she gets ready, if she don't take nothing with her, she takes her treasure. Help me, somebody. And I found out that even the brothers, every now and then, check the jewelry box to make sure the treasure is with her. Oh, come on. Brothers, come on. Come on now. Watch this. Watch this thing. When I look at the text here, I think about this thing here is that Paul here brings to our attention here is that God has entrusted us as women and men of God with his great treasure. I want you to go somewhere with me. Go to Titus chapter 3 with me. And I want to show you something. Titus chapter 3. I want to see this thing here that when Paul had this treasure, Paul wants us to understand, but prior to God thinking about us, he wants you to understand directly what type of person not only he was, but all of us was. When I look at Titus chapter 3 and I begin reading at verse 3, it says, "For we ourselves also were sometimes what? Foolish, disobedient, deceived, serving divers lusts, and what? Living in malice and hateful and hating one another." He wants us to know this. He said, "Say, God looked at a person like that, saw people that was children of God, saw them that loved God, but they first loved Jesus, went and slaughtered and locked up them." He said, "I was hateful, hating people, deceitful, wrapped up in lust." But watch this. He said, "But the treasure was looking for somebody to be a treasure box." Oh, y'all don't hear me. Watch this. Something so precious as the Spirit of God wanted a box. Watch this. He didn't look for no goody two-shoe. He didn't look for somebody that was already saying they was a diamond. He didn't look for somebody that say I'm all better than that. He didn't look for nobody that didn't have no flaws. He looked for somebody that was hateful. God help me. Look for somebody that was lustful. Look for old dirty treasure box. God help me, somebody. He says here is that this precious jewelry, this precious treasure, he says, "I'm looking for an earthly vessel that's all messed up, tied up, and tangled up in the world." Anybody know who I'm talking about? He said, "I'm looking for somebody who smoked dope. I'm looking for somebody who got drunk day in and day out. I'm looking for somebody that went to jail and stayed there month after month, years after year. I'm looking for somebody who prostituted. I'm looking for a pimp. I'm looking for some liars. I'm looking for thieves. I'm looking for some people mixed up in their mind. I want to put a precious treasure in that treasure box." Y'all don't hear me. Anybody know what I'm talking about? If you don't, that means you too good for it. But he says here, because if I get you, watch what he says. Look at this next verses. He said, "But after that, the kindness and love of God I savor toward man appeared." Watch this. He said, "Now I looked at what type of person you are." And he said, "But because I understand what type of person you are," he said, "but kindness and love of God, our Savior, showed up at the treasure box." Y'all don't hear me. He showed up hanging around
the treasure box. God help me. Now, I was empty. I was full of nothing but mess, but he hung around on the outside of the box. Y'all don't hear me. Isn't it good to know that when you was all messed up, he preserved you, he kept you. He knew you was going to make some mistakes because he knew you was already lustful, and he knew you was an old empty treasure box, but he hung around on the outside of the box because the devil wanted to kill you, but he stood right there. I'm not going to let you destroy the box. You may mess it up. You may scar it up, but it's all right. I'm about to put some treasure up in this box because I'm looking at the box. The box don't even think it's worth nothing. But when I get finished with this box, oh, God. He looked at it, he said, I appeared toward all men. I want you to understand something here. There are folk up in here that don't believe you or anything. I got news for you. You shouldn't matter what folk think about you. Help me, somebody. I'm tired. I'm tired of folk looking in the mirror saying, I'll never be nothing. The devil's a lie, baby. There's a treasure waiting to jump up inside of that vessel. There's a treasure waiting to come up in you to show out. There's a treasure looking at you, baby. I know you see something dirty, but I see something special. I know you see something filthy, but I see something clean. I know you're looking at your past, but baby, I'm constantly looking at your future. Oh, y'all don't hear me. Is it anybody here ever have been in a trance where you looked at yourself and said you'll never get out the mess you're in? But your treasure said, oh, no, you're going to come out the mess. It may not be now, but I'm going to keep you. He said, I'm going to keep you. I'm going to have mercy on you. When you won't have mercy on yourself, God help me. Look what he said. Look what he says. He says, but look, this is all I'm going to do. Not by works of righteousness, which we have done. Watch this. He says here, he said, even though you do some good things, the good things that you do is not going to save you. Oh, help me, somebody. He said, watch this. He said, even though you kind to this person and kind to that person, he says here, but I'm not going to come into you because you're kind to that person. He said, because you're kind on the outside. You don't hear me. But your inside is all messed up. God, help me. Yeah, you see, what he's saying here is that you're flicky. You got your pitch who you like. You're nice today and ugly tomorrow. God help me. You're nice to who's nice to you. He said, but when the treasure get into you, he said, you're not going to only be nice to those who nice to you. You're going to be nice to everybody regardless of how nice they are to you. You don't hear me. He said, because when this treasure get inside you, it's going to change everything about you. Can I tell you something? If you want to change, you're going to have to let the changer get in you to change you. God help me. He said, because the treasure wants to come in the treasure box. I'm looking for somebody to be able to just hold on to the treasure. God, watch this. Watch this. He said, but according to his mercy, he saved us, oh God, by the washing of regeneration and renewing of the Holy Ghost. Oh, y'all don't hear me. Watch this. He says, I wash you by the regeneration. He said, I'm the one that save you. Can I get a witness here? He says here, by my mercy, I accept you just the way you are. Oh God, watch this. He says here, that's why he said, come unto me all ye. Oh, y'all don't hear me. He say, oh, ye, can I tell you something? Many folk think that it's because they come to God that the devil get busy. Can I tell you something? You already have some hard situations. He says, but I'm coming to get inside of you to make your burdens light and your yoke easy. Oh, y'all don't hear me. He says, watch this. It's hard for everybody, but the treasure is coming to make the vessel carry a lighter load and an easy load. You don't hear me? Because I found out the only thing you have to do is really be a willing vessel to hold on to the treasure. God, help me, somebody. What God is saying is that I do all of the work. All you have to do is just hold on for the ride. It's going to get rough sometimes. It's going to get bumpy sometimes. You're going to get tired sometimes. But you got to understand, I am the precious treasure. And all you are is the one that's holding on. He said, you're going to be like a cowboy. Back in Texas, I remember, I used to go to the rodeo church. And I used to watch the cowboys ride the bull. Y'all don't hear me. And all they had to do is hold on. And it got rough sometimes. But they kept holding on. God help me. And you know what I said? When I looked at them, I realized that they didn't have to hold on all the way. He said, just hold on for a little while. Y'all don't hear me. Because if you just hold on for a temporary moment, you'll still win the prize. Can I get a witness here? When he says this, is that I am the precious treasure that's going to get in this earthly body. Watch this. He said, but I'm going to be your protector. You can't make your own self look good. Yeah, but the diamonds that's inside of you, that's shining, that's why you have pores. Because it glides itself out of your pores and you eliminate. You look like a shining light, not because of who you are, but because of the treasure that's so precious inside of you. You don't hear me? Because actually I look ugly, but who's inside of me looks good. That's why I ain't trying to make myself look good. I want who's inside of me to come out and look good. Can I get a witness here? But because I am the treasure box, he takes care of the box who holds on to the treasure. Oh, y'all don't hear me? He said, you gotta hold on till the ride is over. He said, you gotta hold on until I call you home and tell you it's all over. Oh, let me go a little place. This is what I want you to understand here. When I was in the text, he says, but we have this treasure in earthly vessel, that the excellency of the power may be God and not what? God said, what happens is, Paul, I don't want you to get the glory out of anything. Y'all don't hear me. That's what happens too much, is that we try to take God's glory. God, help me, somebody. Don't come to church and try to look good for you. I didn't come here to try to look good. I came here so I can get what he's got. I didn't come to church here to try to show off on me. No, baby. I came to church because I need God to bless me. But in the process of what he already done for me, every now and then I got to get up here and act a fool by giving him some praises in spite of who's looking at me. Oh, I wish I had a church that is tired of a show, tired of a showboat. I wish I had a church that would just say, excuse me, I've got to make some noise for God. I wish I had a real church here that don't mind saying, I look back over my life and look at all of the mistakes that I have made. And he looked at me and said, in spite of it, you're still my child. God help me.
Lord, you love me. Yes, I love you. I love you before the beginning of the foundation. Before the world was made, I loved you. Watch this. He said, when you was in your sin, I still love you. Excuse me. I got somebody I got to worship. I got somebody I got to tell him thank you. I got somebody I got to clap my hands on. I got somebody I got to stomp my feet on. Yeah, every now and then. Well, I got to say, excuse me. I got to take my time and dry my eyes. I'm not crying because I'm in pain, but I'm crying because when I was in pain, he dried up my teeth. Oh, can I get a witness here? Yeah, every now and then. I got to come to church even though my stockings, y'all hear me, I got some splits and cuts in it. And you know, I told you, you got to get you some fingernail polish and put there every now and then. But I wish I had some courageous folks that will come to church without pantyhose on, not worrying about who's looking at them. I wish I had some real folk up in here that didn't mind that if your shoes didn't match, you would still come on to God's house. I wish I had some folk up in here that when you didn't have gas in your car, you wasn't ashamed to call somebody and say, my gas is low, but I got to make it to the house of the Lord. I wish I had some real folk up in here, because when I look back over my life and see all of the things that the Lord had brought me through, church, he's been good to me. I don't know how good he's been to you, but I thank God for my mountains. Can I get a witness here? I've got some mountains in my life, low valleys in my life, but I thank God for being better to me than I've been to my own self. But I found out something. I got to hurry up here. That when I look at the text, he said, because of who I am, the devil don't like it. Because of who I stand for, the devil ain't pleased with it. So the devil have came up with devices trying to steal the joy that I have. Came up with weapons of mass destruction. Weapons tried to steal my life. But I see Paul saying, no weapon formed against me shall prosper. Can I tell you something? There's all kinds of weapons that's out there that has been formed. Weapon of tongues, weapon of lies, weapon of hatefulness, weapon of pain. But if it forms against me, it shall not, it will not, it cannot, it won't prosper. Can I talk to you? Folk out there, is a weapon to me. Your job can be a weapon sometimes. Folk in your family can be a weapon sometimes. Your past life can be a weapon sometimes. But I found out, if it forms, if my past life try to get itself together, if a liar try to build itself up, if folk that don't like me try to build itself up, oh, you don't hear me, it all right, that is liars out there.
there. But if you farm up trying to tear me down, it won't prosper. It may cut me, but it won't prosper. It may make me cry, but it won't prosper. It may leave me wounded, but it won't prosper. It may give me a heartache, even a migraine headache, but it still won't prosper. It may make my back ache, but it still, it won't prosper. I may go hungry for a little while, but it still, it won't prosper. I may go for a while with my burdens heavy than ever before, but it still won't prosper. Because the last time I checked, the Bible says no weapon that's formed against me, it cannot prosper. What the Lord says, no matter what the weather's like, you'll still be all right. When the wind comes, when the weapons come, it'll throw you back. But I'm like a tree that's planted by the rivers of the waters. I lean back. Is anybody here leaning? Every now and then I lean back. But I found out after the storm is all past, the Lord will push me when I can't push myself. He'll push me back up. It may take some time, but I'm coming back. It may take a few months, but I'm coming back. I found out that no weapon formed against me shall prosper. Is it anybody here gotta come back? Say it. I had some shutdowns in my life, but I bounced back up. Ain't it all right? I told you, laugh right now, but I found out this too shall pass. Hey, this too shall pass. It's all right. Tried to destroy me, but I'm still here. Got me sick, but I made it. Did you make it? Any all right? Say yeah, it's all right. Yeah, 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 it's all right.
I dare you to tell your neighbor, we're gonna be all right. Or say, we're gonna be all right. I know it's rough, but we're gonna be all right. I get a little tight sometimes, but we're gonna be all right. And the reason why I know, because no weapon formed against us shall prosper. And I found out this next thing. If we hold on to God's unchanging hand, it's going to be all right. Ah! Come on, get
God some praise. God some praise. All of us that's in here, I want you to know it's going to be all right. It can't stand. I'm in a temporary fix, but no weapon that's formed against me shall never be able to prosper. Oh, it may slap me around, but this too shall pass. Because during that time, I'm going to get more stronger. I'm going to be more wiser. It's going to get better, church. I promise you it's going to get better. You want to know how come? Look at you now. Look at you. Look where you are. Look where you are. Oh, it's going to pass. 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 I need some believers to just hold on. Hold on. Hold on. It's going to pass. Hold on. Hold on. Hold on. Hold on, it's gonna pass, it's gonna pass. And I wish I could just get some folks to talk to yourself. Say, self, it's gonna pass. Hold on. God's gonna change your name. Because no weapon formed against you